Good morning. Steve Sherlock here from Franklin, Mass. for Steve's 2 cents. It's been a bit of a disjointed schedule because it's been so busy. Oh goodness. Last Friday we did the 5th edition of the Job Search Jam Sessions. Ooh, the birds. Like that one. That's good. The 24 people who showed up. And the additional presenters all enjoyed the learning, the sharing, the collaboration. It was a good day, a very good day. Walking this morning, it's a little cool here in New England as fall starts arriving. The trees are starting to turn color. Wait a minute, where did summer go? Yeah, it's been so busy. Summer's just kind of going by us. Kind of going by us. Was listening to Krista Tippett's On Being podcast. She had an interview with Marie Howe, the current poet laureate from the state of New York. Some interesting comments in there, and I could go spend probably hours just reading and following, etc. But the silence at the center is an interesting concept. With the busyness of the world, the distractions of the screen, particularly the phone that we face all the time, we're less comfortable with silence, and particularly the silence at the center. So, how do we reconcile with that? How do we deal with that? Where do you find the time to find your center? It's related to some of the discussions we've had back last week at the Job Search Jam session. You know, how do you sell yourself on LinkedIn? If you're in a place and want to go somewhere else, do you show the two objectives? I mean, because you've got more marketable in terms of where you are. But you'd really rather be over there. How do you handle that? I don't know that there's one answer that fits everyone. You have to decide that for yourself. And it takes time thinking about where you really want to be. What is your center? What truly drives you, gets you up in the morning, gets you out, going? There's a whole lot of other resources to spend time in this. I'm certainly not the most qualified person to do that. But I do like finding time for my center and trying to understand it. So on this Friday, hopefully you'll make some time to find your center and listen to your center. And what does your center tell you? So I hear the train whistle in the background. It's probably too far away for you to pick up. So life is continuing, life is moving on. Make some time today, find your center. And enjoy. Until next time, Steve Sherlock here from Franklin, Mass. for Steve's 2 cents. Enjoy.